Hey, but I hit the record, so we're set. All right. Jake, count us down.
33. 1 minute 32.
We're live. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
First story.
That would be mind blowing.
Trending stories are taking over.
TSCO. What is he gonna bail for?
Next story.
Everybody get down.
According to the sounds, I'm not doing so hot today.
TSCO.
TSCO thing.
TSTOMG.
TSTO.
That's crazy.
Story time. That is 2 weeks in a row hitting the timing like a boss. What's the matter? What's the matter, Jake? You okay?
I'm in shock.
You're in shock. Is it because our intro was so fire?
Fire emoji.
Fire emoji.
100 emoji. Praying hands.
Wait,
emoji.
Why are you making fun of my texting? That's how I text. Hi, Steve.
Hey there.
What's going on, man?
About time we got this going.
I know. It was around sometime ish we would be going. But
2 weeks in a row?
I know, 2 weeks
in
a row.
How did this happen?
It's, you know what? It is a miracle. It's a Christmas miracle.
You're trying to pull us down, Steve?
It's a Christmas miracle.
You're trying to stand realities. On us, Steve.
Okay. Oh, man. Nona! Hello, Nona. Good to see you, as always. You know, we got some good stories today.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling good about the stories. We are 2 weeks in a row. We started sometime on Thursday-ish. I think that, you know.
My brain is pea soup.
Okay, because you've been building burritos.
No, man. No?
No?
Burritos is the least of
Oh,
my
that's
worries.
The least of your worries. What? So least what were you building worries. Today?
I was building burritos.
Okay. That's what I said.
No, yeah, but I'm working like a dog.
Yes.
And
now, technically, how do dogs work?
With no opposable thumbs.
Yeah, so really how hard
so poorly,
can they actually work?
Poorly.
Yeah.
Give him a shovel and.
But what have you been making? I know you got a food competition.
We have a pop up.
Yes.
Happening Saturday.
A pop up
shop. So if you want some breakfast or weird breakfast food for lunch, 4 gourmet breakfast sandwiches, come on down. Bodhi Leaf in Orange.
Where in Orange? So
Bodhi Leaf in Orange.
So is where did this come from? Because I saw you posted today about you're doing some.
We're doing a
fooding pop up.
Yeah, it was Ronnie Mace had an idea. And out of that idea, we wanted to do like a popular, there was a popular restaurant called The Playground.
Okay.
And The Playground, they went out of business during COVID.
Oh,
so
poor
in
Playground.
In order to be able to survive a little bit, they did this thing where every like Saturday morning, they would do these like gourmet bagel sandwiches and it blew up and it got really popular. So we essentially yoinked that idea.
You totally stole it.
And yeah. And so we were like, that'll be fun. But then I created an entire menu and... Yeah.
So you've really done this to yourself. You say you're working like a dog, but you've done it to yourself.
Yeah.
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 We did this to ourselves.
Yeah,
we're here
that's
now
true.
We did this to ourselves.
We did it to ourselves. Steve is here against his will.
So what's on the menu?
So on the menu for, well, before we get to your menu.
What's on the menu for tonight? For
what's
the
on
show?
The menu for tonight? Well,
the only thing I can think about is hard fried eggs and
that's
bagels
all.
And
well, let's see how many times you can
chorizo.
You can fit that into the stories that we're talking about. But
that'll be a fun thing.
There
do we have
is
a ticker.
As we talked about last, we do have a ticker. We should put one on there. Tiffany's here. Hi, Tiffany. Good to see you. So we are, as we said, I'm here and Jake's here and Steve's
I'm Jake
here,
Frazier.
But there's no Chris, right? Chris is not here.
Ah!
But he actually sent us a little. He sent us a little video message that he wanted to share with you guys. So I think we should hear.
Let's
I think we
roll
should hear some.
Tape.
Let's hear from Chris.
Okay, how does this thing?
Oh, he's work? Having trouble with the phone again.
I can't figure out where the.
I guess.
Oh, it's on. Hey, guys.
Oh,
there's me. Chris.
See, we're not there to help
it's
him.
Been a long time, like almost a year. It's crazy, right? But you know, TS2 lives on. Unfortunately, it's not living on with me. Mm.
Oh, Chris.
I'm here.
You're always part of us in Starbucks. Spirit, though.
Back room.
Speak for yourself.
That's where I live now. In Bakersfield, where it's really hot. Like, really hot.
How hot, Chris?
But it's okay. Because I know that Todd and Jake, Steve, they're having a good time.
Oh, no.
Without me.
Oh, no.
Hey, it's great that you guys are doing this now. And I'm glad it's finally on. It's only been several months-ish.
The music is so much
That's where we live.
Oh, no.
Ish time. So enjoy TSTO on my behalf and everyone else. And don't forget, whoa, Nitro.
Whoa, Nitro.
But you know what I say? Whoa, DSTO. Enjoy.
Wow.
Oh, Chris, that was so nice.
Wow, you know what? I just have to say, the new M. Night Shyamalan movie looks unreal.
Oh, man. Chris, you are missed, brother. And we wish you could be here. Mostly so that you could try Jake's food this weekend, because, you know, the more people, the better. Because I'm out of town. Somebody's got to sit
in
for me.
The more people, the better.
Steve, would you go to the food thing?
Right around the corner for me.
Yeah, Steve, come get a bagel.
That's why I asked, what's on the menu?
I'll send it to you. Menu doesn't come out till tomorrow.
So Nona has an important question.
What is?
Nona's comment says, what is Whoa Nitro? Well, I guess it has something to do with Starbucks Nitro coffee.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Whoa is cold brew. Onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia? That sounds like you shouldn't
say
that.
And then Nitro is, style cold brew.
Yeah, so I think that's the thing. It's a Starbucks thing, Nona, because Chris is a Starbucks guy in Bakersfield now. But speaking of food and ingredients, hopefully there's this one item that you will not put on your special bagel sandwiches this weekend, because we have a problem. Many of you know that the Olympics are happening right now. They're happening.
Wait!
I know. Can you believe it? Believe it? They're happening, and we have a problem because the athletes are eating something they're not supposed to eat. Or at least are complaining.
Are they not feeding them? They're making them stay in the village, and they're not feeding them?
You know,
Did you guys see the video of the triathlon? Of, like, after the triathlon? Oh, man, there's a video of, like, all the people that were competing in the triathlon. Every time somebody crosses the finish line, they, like, collapse.
It's like a pile of bodies?
No, the camera zooms out. Yeah, and there's, like, 10 people
all
just
right,
on
we'll
the
have
ground.
To do that.
It's fun.
Hey, Kyle's here. Kyle, you get a bell and a clap. What sport would you play in the Olympics if you were there? Ooh, okay, good question, Kyle. Let's go around the room. If I was in the Olympics, I would probably play. I mean, I'd obviously be a floor gymnast. I'd be doing the floor gymnastic things.
I can see you in a leotard.
Can you believe? I know. It's just, I feel that's in my gift. What would
you have to go commando in a leotard?
I mean, that's the only way. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So how would you? What would you be?
I'd be a part of the midget shot put.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that like next to the
PC?
The orphan punting?
Yeah. Next to the orphan punting.
How about you, Steve?
Do the food tasting.
The food? Oh, that's the one. You know what? I changed my mind.
Oh,
I
Nathan's change, I hot choose, dog eating
I
contest.
Think you get the medal in that one. And then.
Yeah.
We can see what
and then you can see what happens. Scott, I think more people are watching this than the Olympics. Yes, I hope that is true. I hope that is true, but we have a problem at the Olympics, evidently.
I think that's pushing it.
No way.
I think it is, but
everybody watches it on replay.
I'm going to stay quiet.
We have just as large of a live audience as they do.
That's right. They're not in person either. But the problem is the athletes have gone a little bit crazy. They might be staying in the village too long, not eating, because they are, they've been told to not eat gold medals.
Now, they've been told not to bite the gold
medals. Well, okay, but you know why they're telling them not to bite the gold medals?
Because we're not old prospectors anymore? Because they make sure not the
gold is real? Jiggins, yeah, G-G-E-N-S.
Are they not really gold? They're milk chocolate?
So, well, okay, that's the thing that I saw that was interesting is they're saying don't bite the gold medals. And this started in 2016.
That's a common thing.
It's common because you know you bite gold coins like that's real. That's a, right. That's a, like a
it's
joke.
It's supposed to be soft. It's supposed to be pliable.
Right. So what they're doing is there's been a photo rash of Olympic medalists that put their gold in their mouth. It's like okay, what's the big deal?
What are they? The rapper DaBaby.
So here we go. So this tweet from Tokyo 2020, though it's 2021 and the Olympics are actually 2020 Olympics. It says you got to take the wrapper off first to get the chocolate on the inside, right?
Yeah,
okay, but they're not actually doing that. The problem is, right here at the bottom, it says, in Tokyo, all of the medals are created from recycled mobile phones and devices that were donated by Japanese public. They're not actual gold medals or silver medals or whatever. They're painted old phones.
Okay, but how ironic would it be if all of these medals said made in China?
So they're all iMedals?
They're all iMetals. Oh, I wish I had a wah. That was good though, Steve. That was
good. We do need a dad joke buzzer.
We do need a dad joke. I gotta add that in. Yeah. I gotta add that in. Yeah. So it's like Tokyo had to make, they made an official announcement that you should not bite the metals because all the athletes are doing it.
I feel like if it's battery stuff, if it's made from the batteries of mobile phones.
Think about the battery part.
That's bad.
Recycled. Yeah. It's not good. But biting it. Like, I mean, I could bite my cup.
Don't do it. Don't.
It tastes like an old phone.
Man, if you bite the fork, there is a special place in hell for you.
I was at the whole enchilada, and I was eating enchiladas as you do at the whole enchilada.
No.
I was talking with someone and I took a bite of my enchilada and I bit down too hard and I took the sides of the fork straight on my teeth and it just like I vibrated my head. I couldn't even think. It's the worst feeling in the world.
I hate it. It's worse than, like, I can listen to Fingernails on a Chalkboard all day long.
Yeah.
If the thing I get in return is never having to see or feel somebody biting, and somebody could be me, right? But, like, biting a fork.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a thing for you. All right, so next time we have dinner together, I'm going to be using my teeth on my fork.
Don't bite the fork.
Because
don't bite the fork. If you don't want to find a horse head in your pillow, don't bite the fork.
I guess we'll have to switch to chopsticks.
Chopsticks?
I'm fine with chopsticks. Bite your chopsticks all you want.
Chopsticks for the win, huh? So Dana says they're not sanitized. I'm sure that they are. We're in the middle of a COVID pandemic. They're probably sanitizing everything.
They probably come
maybe that's it. Maybe they don't want them to eat the sanitization stuff.
I guarantee you these things come out of like a cooler that has like dry ice in it. Like you just like
and it's like on pistons and like it comes up one at a time and there's like smoke around it. Yeah. No,
I saw a guy on
TikTok. It comes
TikTok.
Out of some big guy's back pocket. It's like, here you go. Way to go. Here's your medal. I'm going to go eat some burritos.
You know why they don't want to bite it? There's only one medal and they're sharing it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's because they're sharing it.
Phones donated.
There weren't enough phones donated. But you know what? They have a problem.
They bite it and
the people are
like
biting the metal.
It's the speaker part of the phone and it just plays one Chumbawamba song.
What Chumbawamba song? They only had one song.
Yeah,
pretty much.
What song was that?
I don't remember.
Chumbawamba is just a funny band name.
Chumbawamba is a funny band name. I agree. And I think that Chumbawamba, how would you come up with Chumbawamba? Like that's one thing that I don't see how
it doesn't come
Mario
from a good
Speedwagon,
old boys kind of
Metallica
night.
Chumbawamba.
They're not even in the same realm.
Korn.
I mean, they probably just took the lyrics from a Korn song. Like, Chumbawamba.
Okay, Scott for the win. I get knocked down.
That's
but
Chumbawamba?
I get up again, and I never going to keep me down.
I knew that.
That's, you know.
That's why I brought him up.
Yeah. And then he said, but I get up again. Wait, okay,
that's what
Scott,
Olympics,
can you say all the lyrics? Can you comment all the lyrics? Go.
I think that is the song that Olympic athletes should be listening to.
While they're biting their
No, while they're competing.
While they're
because
competing.
Because if they do get knocked down, they got to get
You know,
back
if
up
I was doing in the middle of my floor exercise in gymnastics in the Olympics, Chumbawamba would really help me get through it.
No, it'd be, I get knocked down. Todd can't get back up again.
But you know what might help with these athletes? If they did something that... that Disney has actually done. Disney has made something required that wasn't required before, or it was required, and now they're requiring it again because all the things are happening. Disney has decided that at Disneyland and Disney World, they will require guests and cast members to wear masks indoors again.
You know what? Thank God.
I knew that was coming back.
Yeah, it was just a matter of time.
When it's over there a couple weeks ago, they had a lot of merchandise still there to sell.
Yeah, that's what it is.
They need to sell the merchandise. They had all these masks made, and so how do you sell them? Make people wear them.
That's right. It's all about the dollar bill.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Have you seen those, like you'll go to like a gas station or something, and you'll just see all these masks that are up by the counter, and it's like, well, I mean, it's not over, but like, I mean, it's pretty over.
See, I could have made a lot of money if a couple weeks ago they were selling them two for one. If I'd bought them then, and I could sell them now.
Oh man, you'd be like, you'd be the reselling Disney mask king. Hey. So, but here's the thing: the thing that I think is really, really dumb about this is that Nona says true, Steve. She follows your logic. I agree. But the thing that I find here that's really frustrating is down here at the bottom of this third paragraph. It's we are adapting our health and safety guidelines based on guidance from health and government officials. We shouldn't do that anyways. And we'll require cast members and guests ages 2 and up to wear face coverings in all indoor locations at Walt Disney World Resort and Disneyland Resort beginning Friday, July 30th. Okay, here's the problem. Regardless of vaccination status. Hmm. Then why in the world do you get the vaccine?
That's what you just did.
Because I'm in the
you
flow.
You don't get the vaccine because people tell you to.
No,
here's what's going on.
No, here's the thing. But if you get the vaccine, you shouldn't have to wear a mask.
Ideally. But
what do you mean ideally? What's the point then?
Ideally, that's the concept, right? You get the vaccine, you shouldn't have to wear the mask. The problem is that 40% of COVID cases right now are vaccinated individuals.
Yeah, but of those people that are getting COVID that are vaccinated, they're not getting really, really sick. They're just kind of getting...
They're getting kind of sick.
Well, they're getting kind of sick, but they're not getting crazy sick.
Herd immunity. But here's the thing. I'm with this Disneyland policy. And here's why. Here's why. Because I like the two-year-old rule. We got to keep their faces covered. Facial recognition coming in hot. Don't know when it's going to hit you.
It's a stormtrooper idea.
We need to create an army of anonymous toddlers. And see where this where this takes us is to the next... superior government, which we don't want government.
Which is toddlers?
We don't want government involved, right? Unless the only thing they know is I love you and you love me. And Barney sings that all the time, right?
Is Barney even still around? I don't think Barney. Is Barney around?
Barney was executed by the state.
So here's the thing. We need to take a pause from this for just a second because Scott has put.
Lord above.
Look at this. Oh, and we get to see your full picture because you put the entire lyrics. To the Chumbawamba, I get knocked down. You know what? We salute you.
Wow.
We salute you. That was impressive.
You know, man, I've never seen such a good use of copy-paste.
That's it. Yeah, but here's the problem, is people are going to be pissed because they went to get the vaccine so that they don't have to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. And now you're telling them, oh, by the way, even if you're vaccinated, you have to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. Where does it end? It doesn't end.
This is why the bipartisan system cannot stand. And I'm going to say that here.
No. So the bipartisan system cannot stand. Who's the third party that comes in?
No, we don't need to worry about that.
We don't need to worry about that?
We don't need to worry about that. This is going to get crazy.
it's going to get crazy?
Yeah, man. So the idea that we have, or not we, but the idea that people are saying about, like, right, defund the police, like self-policing states, right? That's absurd. You need to have some sort of government in order to be able to regulate that at the same time. There has been proof of countries with governments that are still enacted within the culture and still have laws and still regulate those things, but the people themselves are basically self-policed that survive.
What country?
Look at a lot of African countries.
Well, okay, but they all carry spears.
That's good for them.
That's the problem.
I'm telling you,
toddler soldiers with spears. That's the win. I think that's the win right there.
I'm telling you guys.
I think you're right. I think you could be right.
We'll treat you well.
Nona says, even now, a lot of college kids that fully vaccinated are positive again. It's true. Now, from everybody I've talked to that is vaccinated and have gotten COVID.
Too much naked in the back seats of their cars.
Well, but that's not going to stop. They're college kids.
Drive-ins have been open the whole time.
But the reality is that in a sense, the vaccine has kind of done what it was supposed to do. It made the symptoms less. If you get sick, you're not as sick. Well, that was the whole concept.
A lot of people that are being diagnosed now don't even know it until they get tested for another reason.
Right. Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's not as severe. And if you're over the age of 50, it is a good idea to make sure that you have some sort of either you've gotten it already or if the vaccine's something you want to do, you want to do that. But
or you've got a good burial plan.
Or you got a good burial plan.
The vaccine, that's dark. I like it. The vaccine sucks.
Did you get jacked up?
That's the thing is, like, I didn't get jacked up in the sense where I was like, I'm so sick.
Right.
I'm just going to curl up and die. Like, I never got to that point.
Yeah.
But the point that I did get to was where you go, oh, I'm in a weird head fog.
And then yeah. And then that's like COVID head fog. I have
but then
that.
Like a week later, it's like, am I just really tired? Am I confused about stuff that's been
so
going on?
So essentially.
Do I still have the head fog?
In essentially, you just got COVID.
No.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No.
I had it.
Nah.
You had the engineered version. I guess I had the engineered version too. It just went through
no
people.
Cough, coughing. I never did any of that.
Anyways, Disneyland's requiring you to wear masks. Now, only inside at this point. But it's only a matter of time before they make it all over the park.
Yep. You know,
because
you know,
Steve's right. They got to sell those masks.
They got more masks.
They got to sell the masks.
Yep.
They got to sell the masks. So,
mask them Todd's up.
But speaking of masking and vaccines and COVID, we have a problem. Well, rather not we have a problem, but the San Diego Zoo has a problem. That's right. We've got a positive, unvaccinated snow leopard at the San Diego Zoo contracted COVID-19.
And why didn't she have her mask on?
Now, that's what I'm wondering. Well, because she wasn't inside.
They don't make masks for tigers.
Can you imagine
if
Tiger King still had his tigers during COVID and he
Come
had to try
down
and put
to
masks
Joe
on?
Exotic Big Cat Park. We got all your tiger mask needs.
That's right. All the tiger mask. And because why
Did
not?
You, have you heard that he's looking for love?
All the wrong places, I'm sure.
But he's in prison, and he put out a whole thing where there's a contest.
He's looking for love in prison?
Yeah.
I think that's a bad idea.
I think
Joe
he probably
Exotica.
Found it a couple times against his will.
Or it's found him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but he put out like some like ad or something. Like, there's a contest going on. If you want to hang out with Joe Exotic, he's available.
I would not.
For, like the next
I would
years.
Not endorse that ever. Like,
okay.
Not even close.
Okay, so
Steve,
who's
let's get
put
back
a
to
mask
the story.
On a tiger?
Let's get back to the story, okay? But Joe Exotic would put the he'd be the official tiger masker
because he's the tiger king.
But here's the deal. So the snow leopard, he got COVID. He's unvaccinated. I read the title and I'm like, we're vaccinating animals at the zoo? I don't that
you got to, man.
Why?
You got to.
It's so okay, so here's the funny thing that I when I read it though. It says that in January, a troop of 8 gorillas at the zoo's sister facility, San Diego Safari Park, which they're connected. You've been to those, right? They contracted COVID-19 from a keeper who had the virus but showed no symptoms. So the gorillas got it. Okay?
You know, they got to stop making out with gorillas in the backseats of their
so
cars.
They're in college. They're just going to do that. The gorilla troop, which has since recovered, became the first known example of the virus infecting apes. The case prompted the zoo to request an experimental COVID-19 vaccine for animals for emergency use. Basically, they just got a bunch of lab rats and they were able to shoot them up with crazy stuff.
That sounds
but
like us.
Here's my question. What was a snow leopard doing with these gorillas to be able to get COVID? And what happens at night at the San Diego Zoo and Safari Park? They like get
I
together.
Know,
it's
man.
Like...
All I can tell you is that would be the coolest like animals playing poker painting of all time.
Yes, it would. That would be the thing.
But that's dangerous. I don't want no animals. No. I don't want no big cats getting no vaccines. I don't want no big cats getting no COVID. And the reason why is because that COVID's going to run faster. It's going to jump higher. And it's going to have a bite force of 1,000 men.
And the viral load, I'm sure, is going to be
a lot
more. Yeah. Did you hear what Fauci was talking about? Viral loads with this new
Viral loads?
Stuff? Viral loads?
That sounds bad.
Yeah, well, it has to do. Look it up. If you haven't heard what Fauci said, look it up. Scott said those tigers had worse viruses to worry about besides COVID if he is out of jail.
Yeah.
Speaking of Joe Exotica, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Is there a Joe Exotica vaccine? We need the Exotica. That's the vaccine I back.
I think it's the same. I think it's the same one that Magic same. Johnson got back in the day.
So the snow leopard, he's unvaccinated and he got it probably because he was hanging out with his gorillas playing poker.
Yeah,
and they're at some point the gorillas got it from a zookeeper. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know how close zookeepers and gorillas are getting.
Do you think the leopard like dressed up as a gorilla?
He was in a gorilla suit. Yeah. Comment if you think that it was a gorilla suit or if the gorillas were dressed up in leopard suits.
No. It's got to be because you got to infiltrate, right? So like he's coming
so
in.
He's
and
he's
like
but
all the gorillas
he's like
they're
walking
like,
around like this, and he's like making cat noises.
All the gorillas are like dealing boys, and so they start doing this, and then the one gorilla walks out and is like, and like does like cat noises.
Yeah.
And they're like, we like you, Joe.
Just thought it was a gorilla in a leopard skin jacket.
There's always been something.
Oh, yeah. It's like, hey, where'd you get that nice coat? Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
I just got done filming a music video with Macklemore.
Macklemore for the win. But, you know, I'm sure that this snow leopard wished that he could just fly away. And he could just get up and he could just get out of there.
I think a lot of times when Macklemore hears thrift shopping, I think that he wishes he could fly away.
He probably wishes he could fly away, but he can't. However, there's somebody flying in the air again, and it's not condoned. It's not allowed. But people
That's
are doing it.
Not allowed.
It's not okay.
You turn it into a little bit of like a Gilbert
Godfrey. Gilbert Godfrey! You can't do it. You can't fly around in the sky.
This
around
is not
airplanes.
Allowed.
All right. So this jetpack guy's back.
Nice.
Jetpack guy is a thing, and he's back. So an airline pilot near Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, for those of us localers, may have spotted a jetpack on Wednesday night, according to a new report. A Boeing 747 pilot reported seeing an object. My thing's covered up here. Where am I reading?
They
COVID
saw an
fog.
Object that might have resembled a jetpack 15 miles east of LAX at 5,000 feet altitude. That's
there it
high
is.
Up in the air.
That's so yeah, 5,000. The last sighting was 3,000 feet.
Wow.
This sighting is 5,000
feet. Game.
Yeah, out of abundance of caution, air traffic controllers alerted other pilots in the vicinity. So this is, I love this because we have the air traffic control and the pilots. We have a little snippet of what they said.
Oh, good.
I think it's kind of funny. It's the air traffic controller says SkyWest 3626.
Use caution. The jetman is back. Let me know if you see him.
SkyWest 3626. Did you see the UFO?
We're looking, but we did not see Iron Man.
What about Mothman? what about Superman?
So this jetpack man. He's showing up all over the place. You've given away the bit. They didn't know that we were just using our hands to make radio sounds.
What about
Jake?
What about Shohei Ohtani with a parasail?
So Jetpack Man is back, and he's flying. It seems like LAX is his preferred place because that's where he was sighted before.
Hmm.
The thing that I'm wondering about all this Jetpack Man stuff is how many of these Jetpack Men are there?
Hmm.
And what country do they work for?
Is there an underground, like, system of jetpack?
Yes. Man? Is it like stormtroopers?
Like the elusive Bigfoot?
It could be like Bigfoot.
But, no, we can't get into a Sasquatch talk.
Why not? Hey, what is keeping us from doing that? Maybe the Sasquatches are flying these jetpack suits.
We are 33 minutes in to what is now supposed to be like a two-hour podcast.
Yeah,
because
of the Sasquatch talk.
Because there are so many different species of Sasquatch, right?
Like what? No, there is Sasquatch. That's it.
It's an animal, and it can't just exist by itself. Are you trying to say that Nessie was the only?
No.
Like,
here's what I'm saying: is the Sasquatch is actually a snow leopard in a gorilla suit
that
has COVID. That is Sasquatch. But here's the thing that people. Oh yeah, never thought of that, did you? You're welcome. So
I got something to take to my research group.
There is a theory that this jetpack man is not so much a man. That this jetpack man is actually...
It's a woman.
No, it's not a woman.
No, good for us. Good for us and good for them.
Good for equal rights.
Girl boss, baby.
Girl boss.
You know what I mean? Like, you get out there. You own the sky.
No, they're saying...
You own it.
So jet woman.
Jet woman. It's, yeah. Wonder Woman.
We can have everything down here, but you can take the sky.
Wait, so it's Wonder Woman in her clear plane.
That's right. It's her invisible. Okay, maybe that's plane, what, yeah. You know what? That's probably right, Steve. I think you're probably right. We you know what? We solved it. Don't worry. It's not Jetpack Man. It's Wonder Woman in her invisible plane.
Yeah,
duh. So Wonder Woman's her plane doing in the landing pattern when they're not expecting her?
It's invisible. She probably doesn't have to use air traffic control. She just like flies around because nobody can see her. I mean, except for she's in it.
How funny would that be if Wonder Woman's flying in an invisible plane and then you just, so it's like just somebody just, like she's just doing this. And then there's a
like just floating through the air.
Just like full blown sitting position.
You mean like a jetpack man?
Yeah. And then on the back, there's a flag that's just like flapping in the wind, like one of those banners for advertisement. And it just is like Invisalign. Buy today.
Used to be Pac-Man, then there's Pac-Woman. Now we got Jetpack Man and Jetpack.
Jetpack Woman. That's right.
Wow.
But here's the theory, and I think this theory
and
is
the only difference is that there's a bow.
That's how you can tell.
That's it.
It's a bow.
Gender norms in this country. What can I say, man?
There's a bow on it. So this theory, I think is well, think about it for yourself. Some doubt that Jetpack Guy is a real human. Instead, they think it's a drone made up to look like a person.
Nope, sorry.
I think that's the dumbest thing ever. There's this video that they, I didn't even get it because it was terrible. So it's this guy who has like a blow up doll, and he has a blow up doll, and he attaches two drones. Look, you can see in the picture, two drones to the shoulders.
Yeah,
And then he flies the blow up doll up
in the butt.
He flies the blow-up doll in the air, and I'm like, yeah, okay. I mean, I see how you're doing that. There's no way that thing's getting to 5,000 feet.
No.
There's no way it's getting to 3,000 feet.
No, I the only thing that I can imagine, I did not see the video, but the only thing I can imagine happens in the video is that it's like one of those like videos of a kid on Christmas morning getting like the airplane. And he's like, all right, we're going to take him off right about, and it just like crashes like immediately.
Well, it's not that bad. It flies around.
We gotta work out.
It flies around, but it is very obviously not what you see in this picture right here.
Yeah, because
that is not. Look at that guy.
Of this other thing fold backwards. This man is the Green Goblin.
Yeah. No, he is. This guy's a Green Goblin. This guy is Goblin Green.
Yeah. Yeah. The Great Value version. The Wish.com.
It's the Great Value version. I think that's better. Yeah, that's great value, and the other guy is
green. So what would that be? It'd be like.
You know what?
Come back.
You guys comment below. You tell us what the
Wish.com
the Green Gobbler is. Steve, do you have an idea of what it would be?
No.
No. Steve's like, I'm not even paying attention to this.
Green.
I'm with this one.
It'd be like the remarkable green bad guy.
No, because he's not remarkable. Well, I guess it's ironic.
I just think all these sightings could be Disney promoting their next Up movie.
Oh, that's what it... No, it's Marvel.
Are they making another Up movie?
Who knows?
Didn't the old guy die? Going up.
Did he die? Did the Up guy die?
I don't know.
Did the Up guy die?
Comment, tell us if the Up guy died. He didn't die. There's no way he died.
Did the Up guy die?
But you know what did die?
His wife.
Dreams.
Oh.
Somebody's dreams died because you're not going to believe this. We just talked about it last week.
I do not believe it.
Ashton Kutcher has sold his $200,000 ticket to space because his wife, Mila Kunis, said, get rid of it. Now, she says that
she was selfish and hormonal.
She apologizes, but it's already been sold. It's already gone. So Mila Kunis. Now, the thing I think is really interesting about Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher is seeing them on that 70s show,
mm-hmm.
right? And then they actually are a real couple, and they've been a real couple for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild.
Yeah.
It's weird
it's
to
good.
Still see them, like, and they've got kids. Good. It's great.
And they have money.
It's phenomenal.
And lots of it.
Yeah, enough to buy a $200,000 ticket on Virgin Galactic to go to space and then sell it. He probably made money.
I bet you
did. Now, the thing I did think is I wonder if it was an investment. He's like, okay, hey, Mila, here's the deal. Here's the deal. I'm going to buy this ticket.
We're going to put one of our kids on it.
And I'm going to buy this ticket, and then we're going to wait like a few years, and then we're going to come up with a story that says, hey, you made me sell it. Are you okay with that?
Wow.
And then she'd be like,
this is good, right?
Do I get the profit? And he's like, well, no. And then so she probably actually
this isn't
really
the
made
profit,
it.
Sweetheart. I'm on Shark Tank. Like, no,
be
but
safer than Bitcoin because you don't have to loot. You don't have to keep your hard drive.
That's right. You never. Well, I don't know how they give the tickets, but she sold the tickets.
But
so
they
here's
know who he was. Bitcoin. They don't.
That's true. I guess that's.
I have a theory as to why he would be on this thing.
What?
They would hide cameras in the craft, and then when they're flying up, they'd get like a like flashing red lights and everybody going. Grabbing onto everything they can and like freaking out, be like, the plane is going to, or the rocket is going to explode when we hit the atmosphere. Everybody's freaking out. And then Ashton Kutcher pops out of the closet and he's like, punked!
Okay, that's the win. That's it.
Yeah.
It's punked. The whole thing, so there is no actual Virgin Galactic. It's a big, elaborate punk show.
It's just like the moon landing. It's all in the Hollywood studio.
Whoa. Ashton Kutcher did the moon landing, guys.
Whoa, wait
You
a
heard
minute.
It here first. You heard it here first.
So, like, season 7 of The Ranch is going to be in space. I love it.
Do you watch The Ranch?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't, I couldn't get into it.
It's hard.
Yeah,
because it's one of those bad shows. You know what I mean? Where it's like you love it because it's so bad. It's The Big Bang Theory of Netflix.
I didn't even think it was like I didn't like the episode of like the writing was kind of like meh.
No, yeah, it's garbage. Like that's like it's hot garbage.
It's hot garbage. Do not watch The Ranch. But it's going on like 8 seasons.
Yeah, but Ashton Kutcher is on Shark Tank, so he can sell obviously anything.
Yeah. So here's Ashton says why he got rid of the it. He says, when I got married and had kids, my wife basically encouraged that it is not it was not smart family decision to be heading into space when we have young children. So I ended up selling my ticket back to Virgin Galactic. Oh, he sold it back to Virgin? You should have sold it on the market, Ashton. What are you doing? Get your profit and get out of there. What are you talking about? Anyways,
this guy's on Shark Tank.
This guy's on Shark Tank. The guy that just like returned it.
I just
like, he didn't even like test the market.
I love the idea of a 43-year-old man just being like, oh, this is it. Like, this is the moment. And then just like hyping it up and then buying a ticket. And he's like, babe, I'm going to space.
You're not going to believe what I bought today.
Yeah. It's like you. And then it's like, if you have another dog with you, I am going to lose my mind. And it's like, no. Space.
And she just looks at him.
No, she. The reason
you
why.
You got what?
Yeah, exactly. And that's because they're so in love. And we see it all over media.
Aww.
But the problem is that she said she's apologizing for
making
him sell the ticket now because he did something at dinner.
But you know what?
He did something
she
at
waited,
dinner.
She waited until he sold it to say she apologizes.
Yeah, but he did something at dinner and she knew it was really gone. And she goes, could have been in space.
Could have been in space. Mila Kunis doesn't want to go to space.
I could have had my own space.
No, she doesn't want to go to space.
No, she doesn't.
But you
she
know
wants
who
him to go to space.
You know who probably wished that they were in space is this next girl. She wished she was in space because...
I want to hear this. I want to hear how you relay this segue.
She was attacked by a seagull on a ride, and she really wishes that she was not there. She wishes she was in space. Did you not see where I was going with that?
No.
She wishes she was in space.
Yeah.
She's on a roller coaster, which is like a spaceship.
Right.
See, I think we could have tied this better to Disney.
No way. This is way more like going to space, getting hit by a bird. So have you seen the video?
No.
Have you seen the video, Steve? Oh, I didn't get the video because I figured you'd all seen the video.
I didn't see no
so
video.
Here's the nice girl. She's on this. It's like one of those roller coaster, like a spinny thing. So like it goes up and it spins and it goes back and spins. It's a two person cart.
Nightmare.
Yeah, I would throw up all over everybody. Forget seagulls. Look out for my vomit. So it's going up and going. And look at her face. She's so happy.
She's ready.
But you can tell in her eyes that she sees something that she's not comfortable
with.
It's
not gonna come.
She sees something that she's a little bit concerned about, and then in the next instant, she gets a bird in the face. Look at the progression of like, oh, this is, wait, what? No, bird! And she got birded in the face.
She got birded in the face,
they said nobody
man.
Believed her till they got the ride picture afterwards.
Yeah, well, and in the interview that I saw, she said, she was telling her friend, she's like, I can't wait to see this video, because evidently this roller coaster thing is known for the video of your ride.
Oh, good.
And so,
I bet a lot of people pass out.
Yeah, but a lot of people throw up, pass out. Why would you want that video? I would not want a video of myself throwing up all over, all over the camera.
I want a video of that.
No, you don't.
No, I do. I want a video of me projectile. I want a video of me getting hit in the face with a seagull.
I want a video of you speaking Spanish and getting hit with a sandwich.
Can you say?
Oh, water on the board! Oh, no! The water on the laptop. Oh my gosh. Somebody grab a sponge. This is terrible. You can still hear us. This is live, you guys. This is live. Keegan's here.
The beauty.
I'm scared of heights. Nona is scared of heights.
The beauty.
She would never ride it.
Of a live and podcast.
Then, Keegan says, oh, Keegan's back to, oh, the thing still works. Give me some of that. I wish I had a wide shot of all of the stuff. And my laptop's cracked, so that's probably going inside my laptop. That's fantastic. Wow, this may be the last show, guys. This may be literally the last show of the TSTO because I'm going to put this right here. Yeah.
Nona's ripping on you, bro.
I'm so clumsy. I know I went for the thing and I was all, it was all like.
I know getting two done in a row was going to be hard.
That's right. That's right. Wait, okay, so the bell still works. This is terrible. I'm going to have to turn it upside down. So anyways, yeah, I'm so clumsy, but you know what? We survived, and we're gonna do the last couple stories because you know what? Why not? So anyway,
in this altered state.
So this girl, she gets hit by a seagull, yeah. And then can you imagine if she would have like dumped her water all over her stuff? That would have been terrible.
I would have loved that.
Then they wouldn't have had the video.
They would have had the video.
They would
see?
Not have had it.
No, they would. That's right. It would have been. But we have the video. We've got the receipts.
Where are you at right now?
So I'm right here.
Mentally,
I am in a fog. It's fantastic. I'm gonna bell myself. Wow, that's loud. The water made it loud. So we're gonna. This is actually also a video about the waterproofness of the Rodecaster Pro. It's so far, yeah, it's holding up well.
Talk about punks. We got you guys.
We got you
Rodecaster
guys.
Rodecaster Pro.
Woo.
Rugged, powerful.
This is better than
an buy one today.
It's better than the unboxing.
This is better than the unboxing. Unboxing, guys, take that. We poured water on our Rodecaster.
You only had to get 46 minutes and 55 seconds into this video.
I know. And it's really crazy. But you know what else is really crazy? Is people driving under the street. Because Elon Musk has tunnels. He's got tunnels. You know, like, there's always secret tunnels in places, and usually it's by some, you know, fanatic person with lots of money that digs tunnels places, and, like, they hide stuff
in it. In a murder mansion. House.
But Elon Musk decided that he was going to do these tunnels for taxis. Have you seen these, Steve?
No, I went a different direction. When you said under the streets, I was thinking down in Middle Earth or something like that.
Oh, see, Chris isn't here.
Chris.
I wasn't even
really thinking about Chris.
You were channeling your inner Chris. You know what, Chris?
Under the streets. Under the streets.
So here's the deal. So there's these tunnels that Elon Musk, his boring company, is putting under the ground in Vegas. This is the only place that they're real. Uh-oh. I hear things changing.
You too?
Yep.
Okay.
You too?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. So, wow, it's getting really loud.
Yeah.
It's getting really loud. Okay. Oh, boy. This is terrible.
You got the warranty on that, right?
I don't think I did.
Under the streets.
Oh, man.
Under the streets.
Oh, is the microphone thing wet? Oh, man. I don't know what's happening here. Now, I think it's just our headphones, though, because that doesn't look like it's. Well, you know what? Holy moly.
Under the streets. Okay. Life's so much better. There's no weather. Under the streets.
Under the sea streets.
Under the streets.
Under the sea streets. All right. So, oh boy, this is getting loud on us, but
there,
it's not.
There is a whole six people that are watching this.
And you know
chaos.
What? They're watching the chaos, but you know what? They're all about it. So Elon Musk has these underground taxis.
Okay.
Right? These underground taxis are they're in these tunnels, but they have rules for the drivers.
Okay. Like
Keegan says it sounds good on this end. Well, good, because it's blowing our ears out on this end. I have no idea what's happening.
Why do they have drivers? I thought they were driverless cars.
That's the whole thing that I think is so weird. So they have drivers and they only go 35 miles per hour. And they have rules that says the taxi drivers can't talk about Elon Musk. It says right here.
Oh, man.
They have scripts dictating exactly what they can and mostly can't say about Elon Musk and the firm.
Scripts about what you could say. That sounds like Jungle Book.
Yeah. It is like Jungle Book.
Jungle Book. This is Scientology.
This is Scientology. How's it Scientology? Oh, my goodness. That's loud on our end. I don't think it's loud on your end. But yeah, so
I can't hear anything right now.
They can't. Are you deaf?
I think, yeah.
Oh, awesome. So yeah. The Elon Musk taxi
it's like
drivers.
Scientology, man.
It's like Scientology. Tell me why it's like Scientology.
Because it's like you're driving and you're like riding in the car and it's like, man, this Elon guy, he's got a lot of really wild ideas. Like, it's pretty cool. We're like kind of, you know, getting out there. And then at the end of it all, they're like, oh, yeah, Elon, he's a great guy. You know, you should really come to one of our meetings, you know, where we... The great Elon,
great Elon.
He bakes banana bread.
And what?
It's really good banana bread.
It's, yeah. Well,
and then we'll audit you.
And then they'll audit you. Well, you can't. You're not going to be able to find out anything about it because the drivers in the supposedly driverless cars can't talk about them.
Not until they get you in the door.
Weird.
Where are they
all
going
right, guys.
Anyways?
Wait, what's that?
Where are they going anyways?
Exactly. Where are they going anyway? They're in Vegas. They're going from the convention center. I don't know. It's. It would be interesting to go in at some point, but I don't. We got. What's going on here? So there's a video. We can see a little bit of it. And there's.
It's kind of cool, like looking through the tunnel. There's like LED lights along the sides, and you kind of speed up as you get inside the tunnel.
But they should be driverless.
They should be driverless, but I guess they're not. Anyways, but yeah, it's all colored.
Normally, transportation in a big city like Las Vegas involves getting a ride share. Right. Has opened its first fully operational loop. A 1.7-mile long tunnel, 40 feet below the streets of Las Vegas. Built around the Las Vegas Convention Center,
the loop is
designed to transport passengers between
non-stops
using a fleet of 62 Teslas. And when it's up and running, it can move up to 4,400 people an hour. It's not autonomous. When you jump into a Model X or Model 3, there's still a human behind the wheel. And
yes, we're playing music in the background. Barely, I can't hear a thing.
Don't go above.
We love you all. Good night.